We're still a few days from the official first day of summer, and our concert schedules are packed tighter than a cooler at a tailgate. Orchestra musicians are preparing Pops concerts of all sorts, with the Racine Symphony Orchestra bringing their Mad Hot Opera program to the Festival Hall this Friday evening, along with the local vocal group, the Bell Ensemble. The doors open at 5:30, so you have plenty of time to enjoy dinner before the downbeat. Details at racinesymphony.org. The Turtle Creek Chamber Orchestra kicks off its summer season next Sunday afternoon at Riverside Park in Beloit. Follow the sounds of a symphony to Harry's Place and check out where they'll be next at turtlecreekchamberorchestra.org. The Lake Geneva Symphony Orchestra is bringing blockbuster film music to the Phoenix Park Band Shell in Delavan this Thursday evening and the Faro Pavilion on the George Williams campus in Williams Bay next Sunday afternoon. John Demain and the Madison Symphony Orchestra bring us an early example of how exciting movie music can be, even without the images, with a suite from Eric Korngold's score to the 1935 Errol Flynn swashbuckler, Captain Blood. Composer Erich Korngold called film scores opera without singing. We have a thrilling example from Maestro John Demain and the Madison Symphony Orchestra, excerpts from Captain Blood in an Overture Hall performance from March 2015, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Look for film scores out of doors at lakegenevaorchestra.org. If you're in the mood for a smaller ensemble, but not necessarily a smaller sound, I'll have your rundown in just a moment. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. The Green Lake Festival of Music is in full swing. Madeline Island Chamber Music and Midsummer's Music in Door County have just begun their summer series of concerts, and the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society are back at Taliesin for two concerts today. They'll wrap up their season this coming weekend with concerts in Spring Green and Stoughton, as well as Madison. Their Transformers program features the ebullient piano quintet by Robert Schumann. Their 2009 season included the A minor quintet Edward Elgar wrote at his summer home in West Sussex. The atmosphere was quiet and peaceful, but it inspired the composer to be more ambitious with this work, which at times is almost symphonic in its sound.
Thank you. Thank you.
Violinists Ellen DePasquale and Suzanne Bia, violist Ara Gregorian, cellist Anthony Ross, and Jeffrey Sykes, pianist and co-founder of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, with Elgar's Quintet in A Minor, recorded on June 26, 2009, at the Stoughton Opera House by Audio for the Arts. Soprano Emily Bersan will join the ensemble this weekend. You'll find the program schedules at bachdancing.org. Don't forget that there are a number of Make Music Day events around the state on Thursday, and that you can find links to them at our interactive calendar, wpr.org/events. Immerse yourself in summer fun with Wisconsin Classical Performances. I'm Lori Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.